Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to this panel on the World Summit on the Information Society, subtitled Globalization of Civil Society, the Real Success Story. I'm not sure how many of you even know about this World Summit. It's not one of the more famous ones. So maybe let me give a brief introduction. Oh, by the way, my name is Ralf Bendrath, as you can see here. I'm working at the University of Bremen in a research project on internet regulation, and I'm also the editor of this nice website on the World Summit from a civil society perspective. I'm moderating this panel here this afternoon. The other speakers here, maybe you introduce yourself very briefly, one or two sentences, and then I can give a brief introduction. Okay? Shall we start over there?
My name is Janet Hofmann. I'm a researcher. I do mainly internet research, and I have participated in the summit as a member of the government delegation.
My name is Annette Mühlberg. I'm working for the United Services Union, that's the trade union, Verdi. I'm the head of e-government, new media, public services there, and I'm the delegate to the WSIS and also a member of the government delegation. That was quick.
My name is Rikke Frank Jørgensen. I'm from the Danish Institute for Human Rights, and I've been part of this process for a year and a half now as human rights advisor to the Danish official delegation and also as coordinator of the Global Civil Society Human Rights Caucus. And caucus, that's just another word for working group or the coordination of the people that are interested in human rights issues in this context.
Hello, my name is Robin Gross, and I'm Executive Director of IP Justice. I'm also an intellectual property attorney, and I've been involved in the WSIS project since last fall.
Hi, my name is Georg Greve. I'm President of the Free Software Foundation Europe. I was also participating through the German governmental delegation and was involved in various activities, including co-coordinating the Patents, Copyrights, and Trademarks Working Group of Civil Society at the World Summit and the European Caucus.
Hi, I'm Markus Beckedahl. I'm chairperson of the Network New Media, a German-based civil rights in the Internet association. And I'm one of the heads behind the Copy for Freedom campaign. Maybe some of you saw our postcards here. Yeah, I'm one of the co-founders of the German Civil Society Coordination Group.
No, that's a good friend of mine, but that's not. No, he's not.
Oh, we have here another one.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Yeah, okay, that's great. This way I won't hurt anybody by pulling on cords or anything. My name is Federico Heinz. I'm from Argentina. I'm co-founder of the Fundación Via Libre and one of the Free Software Foundation speakers. I have participated indirectly in the process of the World Summit of Information Society, remotely through the Latin American Caucus and working together with people who were over there. Well, what I can tell is about the experience of working on it from far away.
Okay. The World Summit, I think the ones of you who have heard about it, maybe have read about it, maybe even a bit more, or have been involved in some of the civil society activist discussions about it, the World Summit had, before it took place, had raised high expectations. You know, the mission for the summit was to develop a global common vision for the information society. That's a huge task. So everybody was pretty excited and hoping that there would be some interesting ideas and progressive ideas actually coming out of that. In the end, after the first summit took place last year in December in Geneva, many people were pretty disappointed. If you look at free software, for example, it's only briefly mentioned, and that only came in the summit declaration after heavy fights. Georg and some others can tell you stories about that. Also, until like 2 days before the summit, it was still contested if there should be a reference to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as one of the foundations of the information society. I mean, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was agreed upon 53 years ago by all UN member countries, and they were still fighting about it here in the context of the information society. So in a way, it's not really, the outcome of the summit was not really a real vision. It was maybe a more or less okay assessment of the status quo and of all the conflicts that are still there. It's full of diplomatic compromise formulas and stuff like that. So we don't want to talk about that too much. Of course, we can later if you're interested in more in the content and issues that were debated there. But what our plan is here to tell you a bit is what we see as the real success story of the World Summit. It was using this whole process that took place over 2 years and is still going on. The next part of the summit will take place next year in November in Tunisia. And in this process, from how we see it, it was the first global event or process where NGOs, activists, researchers, civil society groups from all over the world and from all kinds of different issue areas came together and discussed together for the first time on this global level. For example, when you went to these preparatory conferences in Geneva or to the summit itself, you could meet Linux coders from Africa, community media activists from Asia, labor union people from Europe, human rights defenders from the Arabic region, tons of more people. Really interesting, really, really great to meet them all there. And what we achieved there as the civil society groups involved in the World Summit was to come up with our own alternative civil society summit declaration. And this is a document that really was developed with all these groups who debated online and offline over 2 years. So also in this regard, it's, I think, quite a progress among us to have this more or less consensus document, at least as a starter for further discussions. And it's, of course, much better than the official summit declaration, I have to say that. The other outcome, of course, was not just this document, but also this network that developed during this process. People came together there and were able to look behind their normal horizon. Like, I'm a privacy guy, for example. I work on privacy. And during these meetings, I met a ton of other people who told me stories about community media, free software, gender and IT issues, whatever. So it really broadened my horizon a lot, and I think of all the others. And the networks and also friendships that developed there among these activists continue, of course, and spread beyond the World Summit process itself. And yeah, this is what we want to tell you from the different perspectives of the people up here. We want to start with Rikke Frank Jørgensen from Denmark, who already is kind of adopted by the German group.